This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. You know, we're talking about being thankful to God in everything in life, developing an attitude of gratitude. That's our topic that we've been talking about this week. And being thankful to God has to do with recognizing God's hand in your life. You know, if you're not attuned to that, if you're not paying attention to what God's doing in your life, it's easy to think, well, things are just happening. I don't really see God's hand in my life. I'm struggling in some ways. Where is God? It's only as you are really focusing on your relationship with God and becoming spiritually sensitive to notice the things God's doing in your life that you really see it all. And that's why your daily time with God is so important in your life. You've got to develop your spiritual sensitivity to God. And you do that by spending time with Him, talking to Him, listening to Him, learning to be quiet, and allowing Him to speak to you through His Word, the Bible. And as He does, responding to Him, making it a real relationship. Learn to do that, and I know that thankfulness will flow from your life. You know, in Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, the Apostle Paul in the Bible writes to the church in Colossae, and he says to them, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in Him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude." Well, as you've received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. Paul says, think about when you first turned to Jesus Christ, when you first recognized there was something standing between you and God, your guilt, and that there was no way you could remove it. Doing good things wouldn't undo the things you'd already done that you knew you shouldn't do, that your conscience even told you were breaking God's law. And so you have this barrier between you and God, and you recognized, when I couldn't do anything about it, God did what needed to be done. When Jesus died on the cross for me, taking the penalty for my sin, so that God could freely forgive me and accept me without ignoring His justice, and I could start this awesome relationship with God. I recognized what Jesus had done for me, and I was so grateful, and I put my trust in Him and in what God had done for me, and I found forgiveness and new life. And Paul says, just like that, walk in Him. Live the Christian life the same way. Recognize you can't do what needs to be done in order for you to live the way God asks you to live. But Jesus Christ can live that way, and He's in you. Trust in Him. Allow Him to do His work in you. And as you do that, and as you grow in your understanding of the Bible and see its principles becoming not just theory, but reality in your life, you're going to be overflowing with thanksgiving, just like you were when you first put your trust in Jesus and saw Him doing for you what you couldn't. Because even now as a Christian, He still does for you what you can't as you allow Him to live His life in you, overflowing with gratitude. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.